I followed the van to the water's edge and parked beside it. The white refrigerator truck hadn't been moved. Lewis wasn't out and about. The boats tied up to the wharf were dark. The Pachetco Inlet Marina was not exactly a bustling hub of activity. I got out of the Nova and walked around to Morelli. "I thought I told you to wait at the gas station," Morelli said. "We look like a fucking parade." "I thought you might need help with Lewis." Morelli was out of the van and standing beside me, looking disreputable and dangerous in the dark. He smiled, and his teeth were startlingly white against his black beard.
"Liar. You're worried about your 10,000.
"That too." We stared at each other for a while, making silent assessments. Morelli finally reached through the open window, snatched a jacket off the front seat, pulled a semi-automatic from the jacket pocket, and shoved it into the waistband of his jeans.
"I suppose we might as well look for my witness."
We walked to the truck and peered inside the cab. The cab was empty and locked. No other cars were parked in the lot. Nearby, water lapped at pilings, and boats groaned against their moorings. There were 4 board docks with 14 slips each, 7 to a side. Not all of the slips were in use. We quietly walked the length of each dock, reading boat names, looking for signs of habitation. Halfway down the 3rd dock, we stopped at a big Hatteras convertible with a flying bridge, and we both mouthed the boat's name. Sal's Gal. Morelli boarded and crept aft. I followed several feet behind. The deck was littered with fishing gear, long-handled nets and gaffs. The door to the salon was padlocked on the outside, telling us Lewis was probably not on the inside. Morelli pulled a penlight from his pocket and shone it into the cabin window. The largest portion of the boat interior appeared to have been stripped down for serious fishing, similar to a headboat, with utilitarian benches in place of more luxurious accommodations. The small galley was cluttered with crushed beer cans and stacks of soiled paper plates. The residue from some sort of powder spill glittered under the penlight.
"Sal's a slob," I said. "You sure Lewis wasn't in the car with Ramirez?" Morelli asked.